Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to take a chance review of Mike's Hard Blue Freeze. So sometimes when I'm at the store, if we're grocery shopping, I'll just look, and if I haven't had it and I guess I'm in the mood for it, I'll just grab it. And that's what I did with this. So I haven't looked anything up. So it contains 5% alcohol. I'm not sure how much I paid for this. This is 24 ounces. It's either blueberry or blue raspberry is the only thing I can think of. So we're going to check it out. And I actually thought it was going to be like 8% or higher since it was like a blue freeze. I can't remember what they call it, but sometimes what they'll do is you put like apple juice in the freezer and let it freeze and then take that out. No, do you make a hard cider and then you put it in the freezer and freeze it. Then you take it out and you pull off those initial drippings because the alcohol doesn't freeze. So you get all that out. So it's a higher ABV alcohol percent by volume of what you get out of that. I can't remember what that was, but I was thinking something like this, but it didn't say harder, so I don't know, because I think the harder line is 8% or something. But yeah, well, it's blue. Yep, there you go. Yeah, like I said, the only two I can think of is blue raspberry and blueberry. Off the bat, I would say blue raspberry is what this is. I mean, it's a cool blue color. Here's the can. I mean, the can's like a darker color. Okay, let's go ahead and smell. I would say blue raspberry, but there's some sweeter like fruits in there. Man, like it's kind of like a cotton candy, like lots of sweetness in there. Blue raspberry, like a blue raspberry Airhead is what I would go with. But there's like some juicy fruit, like generic tropical fruit in there. I mean citrus, but are they all made with like that base Mike's Hard Lemonade in there? So a little bit of citrus is what I'm guessing. I mean, obviously there's coloring in here to change it to blue. So yeah, blue raspberry, sweet tart, something like that with a little fruit citrus in the back. It smells overly sweet, like a stomach ache waiting to happen. But let's go ahead and try it. Is that blueberry? Like I'm going raspberry. A raspberry sweet tart. Like overly sweet. It does have like some citrus. I would say blue raspberry citrus, like a generic citrus, just to bring out some of that tartness, acidicness in there. But I'm going, there's no way that can be blueberry. Unless it's something with the citrus that's cutting in there, making you think like I was saying, like a blue raspberry Airhead is what's in my mind. It is sweet though. I would go 3.5. It's not bad. It's definitely drinkable. It's just, I don't know if I could get through 24 ounces. Does it have, oh geez, I don't think it has the nutritional facts. Yeah, nobody makes lemonade like Mike's. If it's, I don't see it on there. It has a whole bunch of text, but it's certified to remove gluten in there. I would go 3.5. Now, would I pick this up again? No, because I'm not going to drink this whole entire thing. No way. Way too sweet for my liking. It is a little artificial, but I think it's done well. I've had the raspberry Airheads. Those are fine. That's like what this is. But yeah, 3.5 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd because it's on Untappd, at least for now. Two of my friends have checked it in, 2.88 out of 5. A little over 1,000 people have checked it in, 3.58. So I would say I'm right in line with them. Style guidelines, sweet, blueberry, fruity, citrus. So they are saying blueberry. I'm going raspberry. Blue raspberry. Not the worst for a hot day. Yeah, nobody else is saying anything. But yeah, I would say if you want to try something new, go ahead and pick it up. Give it a try. Just, I would get a smaller can if you can find it. And you should be good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, happy brewing.